When Kurt Fried and Robert Ingersoll decided to get married in 2013, they went to their favorite florist in Richland, Washington, Arlene's Flowers. And the owner, Baronelle Stutzman, said it would be against her religious beliefs to arrange flowers for a same-sex wedding. So the couple took Arlene's Flowers to court. And yesterday, lawyers made their arguments in front of the Washington State Supreme Court. Reporter Anna King is covering the trial.
On the Arlene's side, they're arguing that somebody cannot be forced to create an expression or to say something that is against their personal beliefs, whether they're in business or not. That's kind of following federal law. On the side of the couple, they're saying this is like not serving an interracial couple that came to an inn or a motel and wanted to stay there. You can't discriminate based on race, ethnicity, or sexual preference and identity. And so it's kind of state law against maybe federal laws that they're arguing. And a lot of case law has been coming up in this. The Loving case, several cases across the country that have also tested this expression question, whether somebody can be forced to express something that they don't believe in personally.
Yes, the florist has a free speech right. Is flower arranging speech?
That was at the crux of a lot of the questioning coming from the justices yesterday. A lot of the justices were asking questions surrounding what type of speech is flowers. Is there a particular message that can be read into flowers? Is this a message that the couple had or a message that the florist had? Whose message is it? There was a lot of questions surrounding what is the language of flowers. And the Arlene's Flowers side argued that flowers are speech and that this is a message that is very intimately created between the couple and the florist, and the themes and the custom design is something that would have to be worked on by both parties for extended periods of time, and that this is a message and a form of speech. And on the other side, they were saying, hey, it doesn't matter if it's speech or not. This is a service. And as a business, she just doesn't have the authority to say, I'm not going to create for this particular set of customers. If you create this type of message for anybody, you have to create it for all.
What's the debate over what right this florist has to refuse service?
Washington State is saying, if you're a business owner, you have the right to make policies for your business. So, for instance, you could say, we have a no shirt, no shoes policy for everyone. And that could stand because it's a policy across the board for everyone. And it's not discriminatory. But if you say, no shoes, no shirts, just for a certain segment of society, then that is wrong. That you have to say this is across the board for everyone, or we just don't do that. And so for the case of Arlene's Flowers, she can choose not to do wedding flowers. That could be one of her policies. I just don't do wedding arrangements or custom floral design for weddings, period. But if she allows her business and wants her business to do flower arrangements for heterosexual couples, then she has to offer it for all couples, despite race, despite any kind of sexual orientation or identity. It has to be for everyone.
Anna, what's going to happen after this verdict comes down?
The wedding is over, so it won't be solved with flowers. Mm-hmm. If the couple wins, Baronelle, the owner of Arlene's Flowers, could have to pay the fine the state imposed. Also, Arlene's Flowers might choose not to do wedding flowers at all anymore because this would be a way for her not to do weddings that she doesn't agree with. It's about 3% of her business, her attorneys have told me. And so maybe it wouldn't impact her total business as much. If it goes the other way, though, Arlene's might return to doing wedding flowers, and she could decide who she does them for and who she doesn't.
That's Anna King, reporter for KUOW and the Northwest News Network. The Washington State Supreme Court is expected to announce a verdict in the case of Arlene's Flowers sometime in the next few months, and we'll let you know. This is KUOW Seattle.